Thank you, Bills. Another example of how we're blessed with music in this church. However, Homer, I thought you would, after my comment, pray for the preacher. But anyway, our scripture for today is taken from the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah. Now, as I said last week, the best way I have found to find the book of Nehemiah is to take your Bible, and I hope you do, either your Bible or a pew Bible. Open it up about halfway, and it'll usually falls open to the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms. Go back one, and it's Job. Go back another book, and it's Esther. And then go back again, and it's the book of Nehemiah. We'll be reading from chapter 3, verse 14. Chapter 3, verse 14. Once you find that, would you close the Bible on your finger and stand if you're able? Let's raise our Bibles high above our heads this morning and let's say our Bible pledge loud and proud. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 14. Malchijah, son of Rechab, ruler of the district of Beth-Hakkerem, repaired the dung gate. He rebuilt it and set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. If you'd like to take out your sermon notes at this time and grab a pencil or a pen, that would be great. On the back side of the sermon notes is... does everybody have sermon notes? Okay, if the ushers would grab the sermon notes and pass them out, that would be awesome. And on the back side of that is a study guide that Cliff prepared for us. And maybe some got two. Maybe that's the problem. But... do we have any extras back there? Okay. If you do not have sermon notes, would you please raise your hand? I have a feeling it's all these folks that were here early and they weren't in the bulletins yet. That's probably what's going on. So keep your hands up so they can see you. On the back side of this, Cliff Soppy worked really hard. I emailed him the scripture and a little description, and he said, "Now, how can I work a study guide for the whole week from that scripture?" And so we had to talk about that. But anyway, the study guide is for you to take home and keep with your prayer concerns beside your prayer chair, and whenever you spend time with God, it gives you a devotion. And of course, we have a lot to pray for in this church, and this church is known as a praying church in this community. So I hope and pray that you continue in that like. The opposite side is sermon notes, and I invite you to take a pen or a pencil and follow along this morning. One of my questions for you today is, have you ever made a choice or have you ever made a decision which caused you to hurt someone? Anybody? Now, we had to go through this in the early service. Everybody raise their hand up like this. All right. Everybody raise your hand up like this. All right. See, we're given a joint right here. And it allows us to, you know, some of us professional ball players, it allows us to shoot, right? Anyway, but so it does work. So like, let's raise our hands. And let's all really loud say, praise God. Praise God. See there? Doesn't that feel good? All right. You have permission. So has someone ever made a choice or decision that hurt you? Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Has there ever been anyone in your life who you admired so much and thought the world of, and then out of nowhere they began to demonstrate immoral behavior, make degrading decisions, and experience failure in their own life? Anybody ever had an experience like that?